LA Chat is back at it for you with Week 19 coverage of the Friday Night Pro League. We're bringing it to you with conjunction of the ICBA Instructors School, which is holding the next class at Bowwells in Concord, New Hampshire on Sunday, February 21st from 10 to 2. Sign up today at candlepinbowling.com for your opportunity to become a certified instructor and learn the tips and tricks of the trade from Hall of Famer Dan Murphy. Again, go to candlepinbowling.com to sign up or get more information. Week 19 was a Friday night filled with fireworks, and there's no place more emblematic of that than Cape Ann Lanes in Gloucester, as Brandon Marks set a house record with an electrifying 209 first string and followed up with a 153 and finished with a devastating 486 to lead Academy 2 in taking 6. Academy 2 threw 1921 on the night and also got a 411 from Jonathan McDonald. Nate Lees led Cape Ann with a 360 as the home team was able to salvage the third string. Things don't get any easier for Cape Ann as they play host to 4th place Union Street, while Academy 2 has a rematch at home versus Central Park. The 1921 Academy 2 through wasn't even the high total for Academy teams, as Academy 3 throws an ungodly 1981 at Metro 1 in Bradford, winning by 339 pins. Academy 3's victory highlighted by four 400s, led by Jim Ayotte's 425, Chris Bover's 416, Dave Godwin's 402, and Joe Smith's 401. Matt Pinkel had a 366 to lead Metro 1, who slipped to 54.98 in 14th place, while Academy 3 keeps pace with Lucky Strike, remaining one pin out of first place. Metro 1 will travel to Malden 2, while Academy 3 goes to New Hampshire to face Park Place. Lucky Strike got a 391 from Dave Barber and a 390 from Sean Baker as the defending regular season champions took 8 at Union Street in a tight 31-pin match. John Zappi kept Union Street in the match with a team-high 380 as his team lost the first string by one pin, the second by 21, and the third by 9. Union Street's lead over 5th place Central Park is only 2 points. Lucky goes on the road this Friday to face Metro 2. Riverwalk keeps rolling along despite throwing 1662, but it's enough to take 6 by 28 pins at home against Woburn 1. Mark Ritchie had a match-high 362, which included a 155 middle string, as his team remains in sole possession of third place, 9 points out of first. Josh Lowell and Mike Michici both threw 340 to lead Woburn 1, who are 9 points out of the basement. They will host Malden 1 while Riverwalk travels to take on Academy 1. Hall of Famer Mike Morgan threw 151 in the first string to get Central Park out of the gate in a hurry, and Dan Lasko had a match-high 370 as Central swept Metro 2 in East Boston. The difference in total was by 110 pins. Metro 2 tried to steal the third, but lost by 4. Al Kesick had 360 to lead Metro 2, who slipped to 12 under 500 in ninth place. Ron's Ice Cream rebounds a sweep Academy 1 in Hyde Park. Chris Harris did the damage for Ron's with a match-high 391. A 29-pin match was broken open in the third string as Ron's threw 580 to Academy 1's 518. Anthony Pastor had 346 for Academy 1 to remain on the bump spot in 12th. Ron's is 6 under 500 in 8th and will be at Woburn 2 this Friday. Joe Senemy threw 416 and Rich Cochi added 400 as Malden 2 took 6 at Woburn 2, and they would have taken 8 had they not lost the first string by a single pin. Sal Cognata and Pete Pereira both threw 381s for Woburn 2, who remained 7 points out of the last playoff spot. Malden 2 is still in 10th place, 16 below 500. Lastly, two-time New England knockout runner-up Rich Lamoni fired a 394 to lead Malden 1 to a victory at home against Park Place, taking 6 in a 28-pin match. Chris Sargent led Park Place with a 372, and Mark Smith added 371. Park Place is 78-74 in 7th, while Malden 1 is in 11th on the bad side of a tiebreaker, with their in-house rival at 68-84. That was your look back at Week 19 of the Friday Night Pro League. Rally Chat, I'm Kyle Bruce.